From the earliest times of humanity, two great currents differentiated mankind. In the book of Genesis, these two antagonistic tendencies, the one ungodly, the other faithful to the Lord, are recalled by way of genealogies. Two lines of descent, issuing from two of the sons of Adam, are mentioned. The first one is that of Cain, the murderer. Having killed his brother Abel, he was condemned by God to a life of exile. So he left his country and the presence of the Lord. In spite of the horror of his crime, the Lord showed him mercy by giving him time to repent. However, there is no indication in the Bible that he ever returned. He lived without God and became the father of an apostate race. Cursed by God, Cain had to live as a wanderer, in constant uncertainty and fear. The ground, which once had been generous, was no longer fruitful. So Cain sought refuge and compensation in a different style of life. He built the first town, a kind of fortified village, to which he gave the name of his son Enoch. His wife was one of the daughters or granddaughters of Adam. His descendants, gifted with many talents and very great intelligence, gave rise to a civilization which was marked as much by sin and violence as by material and artistic progress. The book of Genesis enumerates seven generations from Cain to the flood. In the sixth generation, a man named Lamech was the first, it seems, to have introduced the habit of polygamy. Lamech is a good illustration of the character of the Cainites. In one of the first poems that have been preserved, he boasts to his two wives, Ada and Scylla, that he had killed a man for wounding him and a young man for injuring him. He proudly adds that if Cain was avenged seven times, he would be avenged 77 times. Lamech had three sons. His wife Ada gave birth to Jabal and Jubal. Jabal was the first to make a tent, so as to be able to move from place to place. He became a breeder of cattle and small livestock, and was the founder of the nomadic life, as it was lived later on by the patriarchs, and as it still exists today. His brother Jubal was the first musician. He invented wind and stringed instruments, the harp and the pipe, and he composed music. Scylla, Lamech's second wife, had a son called Tubal-Cain, who became the founder of the metal industry. He forged bronze and iron instruments, as well as weapons for hunting and war. But in spite of their progress and intelligence, the Cainite race disappeared in the flood. It was not so with the descendants of Adam, who were faithful to the Lord. This line, preserved by God, forms the basis of the genealogical tree of present-day humanity, for every person living today descends from Noah and his family, the only people to survive the flood. After Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve had many sons and daughters. When Adam was 130 years old, Eve gave birth to a son and called him Seth, a name which means granted or in place of, for, she said, God has granted me another child in place of Abel, whom Cain killed. Seth's descendants were believers. At the time of Enosh, his son, men began to call on the name of the Lord. The Bible mentions 10 generations from Adam to the flood. All of these patriarchs had very long lives and then died, all except one. In the 7th generation, the name of a man, one of the most godly men of the Bible, is mentioned. He was called Enoch. Enoch walked with God. Then he was no more, because, says the Bible, God took him away. The expression, he was no more, suggests a sudden disappearance. Enoch, and later Elijah the prophet, are unique in that they were physically taken away to be with God without having to go through death. In the Epistle of Jude, Enoch is mentioned as a prophet who announced God's judgment on the wickedness of men. He lived in fellowship with the Lord, and at the age of 365, God took him away. His sudden removal prefigures the rapture of faithful believers living on the earth at the time of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next episode, Noah.